Hoshea Perik Dalet, Pasuk Tes. Hoshea is now just hammering away at the message of corruption, particularly in the 10 tribes, corruption among the leaders, the Kohanim, among the seers and visionaries who are false Nevi'im, among the people, and all of this is going to have repercussions for what's coming to come get them. Tes v'haya cha'am ka'kohen. And it shall be like people, like Kohen. Like people, like Kohen. Very interesting way of phrasing that. Which means, ufakarati yolav derachav, I will visit his ways upon him. As you did, that's what you're going to get. Uma'alolav ashivlo. And I am going to return upon him his deeds. I will requite him for his deeds. So, as you seek, shall ye find. As you do, shall ye suffer. Like the people, like the Kohanim. Common people and leaders alike. If the Kohanim are equally guilty of transgressing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then they're punished as well. They suffer equally in the punishment. In Mitzrayim, we know that the Kohanim were left separate somewhat from the shibud of the people. That's not going to be so in this situation. Malbim says it's cause and effect. The Kohanim are wicked, the people emulate them. They sin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm going to punish the Kohanim because they were the role models who everybody was imitating. And so the generation is going to be like the Kohanim. Now Rashi says what that means is the people disgraced the Kohanim and didn't let the Kohanim do what they were supposed to do, especially in the 10 tribes where they refused to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not the Kohanim who are really full of fault, but it's the fact that the people despise the Kohanim, so the people are going to pay for that as well. So any number of different angles that you can see on this. Yud, v'achlu, v'lo yisba'u. And this comes up in Eicha as well. They're going to eat, but they're never going to be satisfied. They're eating the sacrifices when it's usher to eat that meat. Before the dam has been sprinkled, before the blood, before the fat was burned. We're not doing the right Hector Chelavim Ve'evarim when we're doing it on Bamos up in the 10 tribes. So you're never going to be satisfied. You eat holy meat, but it's never really going to do it. Now, this could also mean, says the Malbim, that when you're learning, when you're living a very religious Jewish life, a satisfying life, then even a little food satisfies your hunger, because it's not about Olam Hazeh. But when you debase yourself, then you stuff yourself, you gorge yourself, and you're still never full. Think about ancient Rome. His nu v'lo yifrotzu. They'll be promiscuous. They'll be mezaneh. But they will not proliferate. Lo yifrotzu in the sense that they're not going to have a lot of kids. You have all this immorality with your illicit relationships, but you don't want to conceive them. So birth control, abortion, whatever it might be, you don't want the fruits of your licentiousness to be born. Remember, we saw this at the beginning of the Sefer, when Hoshea is told to take an immoral woman. And then the fact that he's going to have kids compared to this pasuk is remarkable, because the Zona knows ways to prevent conception. She's not in the business for conception. So you're philandering. Kies Hashem azvu lishmar. And all of this is a sign that you have abandoned HaKadosh Baruch Hu to watch him, to heed him. You have all these means to have money and prosperity and food and power. And what do you do with it? You worship Avodah Zarah and you demean yourself. When you're out at a Coldplay concert, and you're there enjoying the affections of somebody else's wife while you ignore your wife at home, and you get called out for it, the internet goes wild, laughing at you for being a cheater. That poor CEO and his HR people person, they are a symbol of what Hoshea is telling us is wrong with society. Yadalav znus v'yayin v'sirosh yikach lev. What takes away your heart? What captures your heart? Zanus. And wine. And fresh wine. You get intoxicated. New wine intoxicates very quickly, says the Radak. Your activities give you OCD, give you attention span deficit, the ADD, not OCD, attention deficit disorder. You're always looking for the next thrill. You're always looking for the next lust. You're partying, and you're waking up, and you're bloodshot, and you're messed up. There was a movie called Looper, tremendous movie, about going back to the future and killing people when they become a problem. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays an amazing character who's a hitman and does the killing, but he uses all the money that he's given, and it's a lot of money, to get constantly drunk and on drugs. And you see the emptiness of it in his life. It's a very well-done montage to show how nothing is fulfilling if all you do is kill and drink and try to satiate yourself with pleasure that is not real and has no MS to it. It's not intimacy in a relationship with another person where it's meaningful. You're not building anything. You're just destroying yourself. Yikach lev, taking away your own heart. Live fast, die young, leave a good-looking corpse, they used to say in the 70s. That's empty. Yud beis ami be'etzo yishol. My nation, my people seek advice. From what? From its wood. From Eitzo. They go to pieces of wood to ask advice. You go to Avodah Zarah. This is ridiculous. Umaklo yagidlo. Let his stick tell him what he's supposed to do. Ki ruach zanunim hisa. Because the spirit of zanus, or of being an apostate, or of being an apikaris against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has caused you to err, to stumble, to turn away. Vayiznu mitachas Elohim. Because you cheated on your God. You're straying from your relationship. You have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your corner. But you're sitting here with wood and astrology and that's unfair, but you're through Misachik Bukuvia, you're throwing dice and reading entrails, and that's going to be your future. So this is not good. We threw it all away. We have a marriage like no other people in the history of the world, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no less. But what do? We cheat. We look to our immediate pleasures that don't even give us that much pleasure. And where do we end up?